Hey, friends, it's time for summer shorts. That's right. Usually this podcast is about 20, 30 minutes, maybe an hour when I have a guest. But today and for the next several weeks, while y'all are on vacation, while you just happen to be checking in or not checking in at all, I'm going to just share some insights about a lot of different things. Some of them will be culture related. Some of them will just be points of inspiration for you, something that you can listen to real quick, get a dose of some inspiration and continue on with your day and continue on with becoming a better human being when it comes to navigating cross-cultural. So I hope you're excited about this. I am. And let's get ready to go.
Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started.
Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com. So I'm curious about you today. I'm curious if you are a person who says yes most of the time, or if you are a person who says no most of the time. And I'm curious about you because I want to know if when you say yes, you mean it. Or are you saying yes just because you don't want to disappoint somebody else or feel like you have an obligation to say yes? And when you say no, do you say no on purpose? Or do you say no out of fear? There also could be a million other reasons why you say yes or why you say no, but I'm just curious about that with you. Why do you say yes? Why do you say no? For me, I had a realization that, you know, when I say yes to one thing, I am inherently saying no to about 12 other things that I could choose to do. I don't always like that truth, by the way. I'm sharing this insight with you out of my Life Whispers book. You can purchase it today at NikkiLerner.com. But when I say yes to one thing, I'm saying no to about 12 other things that I could do. And, you know, it feels scary in the moment. Almost like I'm literally abandoning other wonderful ideas and things to do and just abandoning them to fall off of the cliff in my mind, never to be recovered. You ever feel like that? See, the way that I'm wired is I'm wired to love having options. Now, to some people, options or too many options feels like stress. To me, it feels like a buffet of wonderful things. I love to look at all of my options and see the plethora of things that I could do or choose to do. New ideas make me feel alive. When I have a new idea about something, my entire face lights up thinking about the possibility of that thing, of it like coming to life. I love options. I love having multiple projects spinning at the same time. However, as I approach a day that has multiple options, sometimes I'm tempted to feel overwhelmed about making a decision. That's sort of the dark side, the shadow side, right, of either the way that we're gifted or things that we love, is everything's got a shadow side, right? Having to choose one thing in my work oftentimes can create a sense of false fear in me. What about all the other beautiful options that I have available to me? What will happen to them? Will I forget them? Will they be lost forever? What if I choose this one thing and I end up hating it? Ugh, you guys ever have that? What if I decide to do this one thing or this one or two things and I hate it? You know, in the context of our culture work and things that we've been talking about, you know, what if I decide to lean into this and then find out it's awful, or it changes my business too much, or it changes my life too much, or, you know, now I have to wrestle with new things. I have new problems, right? All of that can swirl in my head sometimes. I'm wondering if it does for you too. I have been learning something though, in this season of my life, this beautiful season of my life. Many times these thoughts are part of what Stephen Pressfield refers to as the resistance. Are you familiar with Stephen Pressfield? He's a brilliant author, and one of my favorite books of his is called The War of Art. And I want to encourage you, particularly in your work, in your life, if you're feeling a sense of fear or confusion, anything like that, pick up The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. It's a tiny little book. You could probably read it in a couple of hours. I mean, it's that tiny, but it's one of those books where it's tiny and it's skinny and it's dense. And it will certainly prompt you to have deeper thoughts about your life and your work. It'll prompt you to have deeper, maybe better questions to ask yourself about where you are right now. But anyway, so Stephen Pressfield would refer to these things that I'm talking about as the resistance. The resistance is all of the thoughts and the useless chatter that can actually keep us from becoming the whole person that we long to be. It's also all of the reasons and excuses, I know for me personally, of why I can't do the work and live the life that I know is actually possible for myself. I had to begin a practice capturing how I felt, choosing one thing to focus on and one thing to finish. What kept coming up in my journal was that actually, when I pick one thing to focus on, one thing to finish, that the ability to focus is my superpower. Now, for some of you listening to this, this will feel very native to you because this is a gift of yours. You have no problem focusing. For the rest of us that can either have a fear of missing out or a fear of or a practice of being all up in our feelings, or sometimes we're, you know, easily distracted, this is something that we need to think deeply about. To say yes and to commit to focus on a thing brings freedom. I mean, for me, I feel alive, I feel empowered, I feel responsive. I feel as though God has spoken a simple thing to me, and my simple response is a yes. Yes moves us into using our giftedness. It moves us into our work and the person that we are. It moves us into the person we are as a service to those around us. When we choose to say yes, then creativity and joy and anticipation, they all open up to us. I don't know about you, but it's in that place that I want to spend as much of my time as possible. It's a practice. It's a practice to remember that when I want to give in to distraction or resistance, when I want to give in to being indecisive, that it's actually bondage and failure. And in my experience, it's one thing to take the time to think through a decision. I mean, that's just a normal process. That's wisdom. However, when we practice indecisiveness and give in to fear and concern, this becomes a problem for us, because as we venture into future endeavors, this is what we're learning. This is what we're training our body to feel and respond to. We are not led into light and love and peace when we allow indecision to just kind of hang around. Indecision based on fear and resistance calls us to the least of ourselves. It calls us to average work and surface level relationships. And yet, it can be where we are most comfortable, even though we crave the revealing of those deep, life-giving longings that we feel each day. You know, sometimes we can settle for a life that we know and are comfortable with, even though it may be killing our creative souls. Why is it so much easier to lean into this voice rather than the voice of love and goodness? Because of the practice. We practice giving in to indecision. It steals our enthusiasm. It steals our zeal. Indecision destroys our sense of self-worth and value. And it tells us that good things are for other people and that we couldn't have, you know, opportunities or be presented with an opportunity or a decision that feels like life to us. However, if we practice what we don't want, couldn't we just as easily practice what we do want? Yes. Yes is the answer to that question. And it's waiting for us in every moment. It's calling us to choose. It is vying for our attention. It's reminding us that it's there to be grasped and to spend time with. And I'm determined to listen to and be fully responsive to the voice that has come to bring life and life more abundantly. Say yes. From whom are you and I waiting on permission? Ourselves. But we already have it. Lean in today. Lean into the yes. Lean into the practice of deciding yes. Lean into the intention so that you can find zeal and life, life more abundantly. Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at nickilearner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.